football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
But for Inspirations Paint, time to talk to a young man that we'd love to see out there playing, but his body at the moment's just not, well, hasn't been letting him do what he wants to do. He's been good enough to join us, and that's Toby Conway, standing alongside our very own Jason Doherty.
Yes, thanks, Tom. Toby is boundary side. I forgot how bloody tall he was, actually. He's a long way away up here. It's great to see you. Nearly back. We were just talking off air, Toby, about it's been a bit of a long road, but you are closer to playing than you've been for a long time.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We're starting to go through some timelines now for when I might return. Nothing locked in yet, so I won't release any dates because I might just end up disappointing myself and maybe some other people that are invested in my career. But yeah, so I'll wait for the injury report to come out before any dates come out.
And we were just talking off air as well about the fact that the Cats have always done this sort of stuff, and I suppose by Jack Martin's debut today is the same sort of thing with you, making sure, taking, being very cautious with him and making sure that he was right to go as well for today.
Yeah, absolutely. Injuries are often pretty complex, really. Like, Jack's had a few things going on, and it's not usually a set-in-stone timeline. So someone with his injury history or my injury history, you usually have to build out a capacity and see progress and see the criteria that are set be ticked off before timelines start to get set. And I'm in a position right now where I'm starting to pull up really well from some AFL-like loading, and, yeah, hopefully we can start to see some progress towards playing.
Toby, Kingy, Benny Cass, Reg Tui talking to you from up in the K-Rock box. Appreciate your time on K-Rock footy. Stephen King let it slip that it was an incident that happened while you were in bed, and the talk was it was a coughing fit. Can you just take us into what actually caused that back issue for you?
So I had obviously navicular surgery on my foot in July last year, I think, and built myself up really well. I was doing some really good gym sessions and training sessions and doing some match sim pre-Christmas, and then I had a wedding and a funeral in one weekend all about, so I had a lot of driving and stuff, and then got the flu from one of those events and tried to train through it on the Monday, and then Tuesday I just didn't get any sleep, and unfortunately was coughing all night and had a bit of a fit and woke up in the morning and couldn't feel my leg. It was a weird incident and quite unfortunate, but 6 months later, I'm starting to feel a lot better.
Yeah, is there a level of frustration that you just nothing seemed to have gone right for you over the last couple of years?
There's always going to be some level of frustration when you're failing at the thing you want to do, but I'm in a position where I'm really lucky to still be getting paid to try and get better and still work really hard on my body and exercise and stay fit. So I think you've probably heard it millions of times from that sort of perspective, but I do definitely get frustrated, especially when there are opportunities in the AFL in your sort of position, especially at the start of the year when there was just different things being tried and you felt like you could have put your hand up for selection. But, I guess you just have to accept it when it happens and then keep ticking away.
Toby, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. Some of the greats have been injured in bed, so you're following in footsteps there. I think Hugh Hefner was one, but what's that? You know, I think Hugh's all right now, though. So I just wanted to ask you, I know your position and the club have said basically since you joined the club that they wanted to take you along slowly. It's a really physical position. You need to be, physically, stature-wise, you need to be right up there. Has the timeout, albeit frustrating, allowed you to build yourself up to the point where, when you are fit, you're going to be physically ready to, attack the opponents you're going to need to attack?
Absolutely. I guess when you are 18, 19, 20, 21, and you're 207 centimetres and playing in a very high demand position against some of the strongest players on the ground, it is quite tough to try and back it up every week, which I've definitely found. But this last 6 months especially, I've really needed to work on the more detailed exercises that take a lot of time but are really boring. So I've definitely become stronger and developed a really good understanding for my body, which hopefully I can use to set myself up for the next however long that might be.
Now, I know we're not supposed to talk about weights for some unknown reason for people with sanity, but how much weight have you put on since you joined the footy club?
I think I was like 98 kilos when I came in, so I was a weak 98. Like, I was quite chubby and had a, yeah. I think Zach Tui probably, Reg, you probably remember.
Yeah, chubby.
I was quite chubby, but I was about 97, 98 kilos, and I'm only 104 now, so it's been about 6 kilos, but it's been a lot of fat loss and some muscle's been put on, hopefully.
Speaking for Inspirations Paint with Toby Conway, he's Reg Tui.
Now, I can't remember when I let you borrow my bike a couple of years ago, but you kept it for a couple of months, and I am not sure you rode it once. Have you found a bike that can sustain your really substantial girth?
No, I haven't. Yours was extra large, I think, and I did try it once, but I don't think I made it out of the driveway.
The Lycra suit you, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I gave up on it after that experiment.
No, very good.
Now, in terms of the work you're doing at the moment, Tobe, can you just take us into it that's, I suppose, on field? I know you said you won't put any time frames on it, but is there stuff you're doing that just, you know, you can see that light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm main training twice a week now and doing match sim in 18v18. So there's definitely opportunities where I'm doing ruck contests against Reese and then doing my follow-up after and feel like I'm playing a match, and I can sort of get lost in that a little bit. And then when you do that and come out of it and you pull up well, that's when you can start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, I think.
And Toby, are you still working with Brad Ottens? Does he still frequent the club or not?
He's not frequenting the club as much this year, especially just because there's not really that many young ruckmen he can work with. Me, Mitch Edwards, Jacob Mollier have all been out this year so far. So, yeah, he hasn't been here as much, but we've definitely been keeping in touch with him. I got off the phone with him a couple of weeks ago, actually.
They've obviously closed the buffet down too, which means he doesn't bother coming in.
Yeah, I think they restricted that, so he definitely didn't have that appeal anymore.
And, Tate, what else is keeping you sort of occupied away from footy and, I suppose, taking your mind off, you know, the injuries you've had and, you know, keeping you, you know, busy in terms of a, you know, brain and mental sort of side of things?
How's your chess game going, is what he's trying to ask.
Yeah, it's going good, Reg.
Is it?
Me and O'Sheen Mullen have recently undertaken a little bet where we get off social media and see who can last the longest. So that's... We tried to get rid of that addiction, and I have replaced it with another crippling chess addiction. So I've been trying to get rid of that now. But in terms of things I'm doing off-field, living with O'Sheen and Ted Closey, and that's just a very stimulating household, and it's been really fun, and I don't ever feel like I'm a footy player when I'm at home and stuff, so it's been really good. I'm into my cooking, and I'm doing a business management course with Brian Myers, and even my brother Sam, who plays for Werribee, he's recently offered a little potentially part-time job experience that I might start doing. So yeah, obviously you never know with footy what's going to happen in a couple of years' time, so it's important to do that off-field stuff to make sure you have something in your artillery.
What's your specialty in the kitchen, Toby?
I don't know. I don't have one meal. I've probably just...
Weet-Bix.
Probably scrambled eggs, though. That's really good. Nah.
Do you just pull the plastic off the one you've taken out of the freezer, or do you actually get it from sort of bare bones up into something, into the bowl?
I'd probably somewhere in between those two options, I think. I've definitely, I don't just pour some frozen veggies into a pot, but I wouldn't make my own broth or stocks or anything like that either.
Toby, I think we might let you go because it's about to rain and we don't want you to get wet. We don't want you to get crook again, so appreciate you joining us. Look forward to catching you back on the field very, very soon.
Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it.
For Inspirations Paint, speaking with Toby Conway. K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.